Hello and welcome, Richard McCann here. Thank you for tuning in. Now, I'm going to make this audio recording, I'm tempted to say for one person, one specific person, but I think that would be unfair because I think there's more than just this one specific person that needs to hear this message or may need to hear this message. The one person I'm talking about was a parent that I met in the school playground yesterday. I was asking them how things were going on at work and I was staggered and was saddened really to hear that they hated their job. And I tried to give them some words of encouragement about what they might want to do next. And I won't even mention what they are, but I put something to that person that they might consider doing. And they didn't even know that people got paid to do that. So that was also staggering. But anyway, I'm inspired to make this recording for her and anybody else that needs to hear it. And I'm not going to read out of my book, I Can, in which there's a chapter titled, Don't Stop in a Job That You Hate. But I'm going to give you the sentiment behind that message. And I'm going to paraphrase the few pages by telling you about an experience that happened previously where I was speaking at a conference in the evening, and often what happens is there'll be an evening meal and then the speaker will go on afterwards, and that's often me. And what happens is, because I'm speaking, I've got the adrenaline flying around my body, I don't have an appetite, and what I would do is then I would leave the event once it's over, and I would sadly, maybe embarrassingly, tell you that I would call over at the service stations and eat something there. Not very healthy, I know. And this is what I did this particular evening. I drove down the service station. I could almost hear the applause in my stomach as I read the sign at the side of the road, which informed me that the services would be arriving in 4 miles, or we would arrive at the services in 4 miles, which we duly did. I pulled in, locked the car, and I walked into what turned out to be an empty service station. There's nobody in there. Not one customer was in there. All the tables were cleaned. I walked over to the counter and there was nobody there either. After a few minutes, I started to become uncomfortable and thinking that maybe I'd walked into something I shouldn't be walking into. And I turned around and I saw a young lady dressed in a uniform, obviously a member of staff, making her way towards me. And I gave her a big smile. And got nothing back. She just walked straight past me. She positioned herself behind her side of the counter and just stood there. No, hello. But I gave her an hello, almost sarcastically, prompting her to be more friendly. And I went, hello. And I got nothing back. So I ordered my food and she took the order and she gave me my food. There was not a please, not a thank you. I couldn't believe it. This was probably the worst case of customer service I'd ever come across. I got my food, my very unhealthy food, and I walked back to my table. But then I turned round and I just said, oh, excuse me, can I just ask you a question? A bit like Columbo. For the younger listeners, they won't even know who Columbo is. But I said, can I just ask you a question before I sit down? I said, do you hate your job? She said, I just want to go home. Nothing else. I just want to go home. I went, oh, right, interesting. I went and sat down. And I ate my food. I nearly fell off my chair within a few seconds when I noticed on a grey container on the table for litter and such like, I noticed a few sentences. Something along the lines of, if you're in any way dissatisfied with your service or your food, you're entitled to your money back. Wow, what a great idea. If I was dissatisfied with the service or the food, I can have my money back. But I decided not to. I wonder whether or not those that came up with that idea, that concept, that almost that guarantee in that service station brand, I wonder whether or not they'd actually, well, they'd have been horrified for a start in what I'd experienced. And I just wonder whether or not they'd kind of filtered that through and given them training about how great customer service should be. I doubt it. Well, not in this case anyway. Anyway, I ate my food and I left. Slightly disappointed, slightly more disappointed than I was when I walked into the food, full of expectations, I suppose. I got home. The next day I was heading towards Huddersfield, the M62, and the same thing happened. I was speaking in Huddersfield. I called in at the service stations, and I went up to the counter. I had my briefcase with me this time. And I headed to the counter, ordered some food. Oh, I couldn't believe the smile that I got from Julie. I noticed her badge. Her name was Julie. great smile. I ordered my food, and it was obvious that I wasn't going to be able to carry my tray of food, my hot drink, and my briefcase at the same time. There was a little bit of an uncomfortable moment. And Julie said, "Don't worry, I'll get it." And she walked around the counter, came up to me. She took my bag off me, and I held the food, and we went back down to my table. I almost burst into tears. Quite a sentimental guy, I'm so quite an emotional person, but I just couldn't believe how easy it was for her to do, but how it made me feel. I thought, wow, she cares. That's customer service. Sat down. This was, this was a welcome break. In my book, I've got a welcome break logo. I asked for their permission, but I've actually put over it, very welcome break. I think maybe they should have a go at changing their branding, because it was a very welcome break for me. It didn't cost anything for her to do that. And how many people are out there in jobs that they hate, not knowing what they can do next, where to go? I remember one of my first jobs, I think it was my second job, I was washing plates at a hotel, the Dragon Arrow Hotel in Leeds, minimum wage. I was going nowhere. But you know what? Whilst I was going there, day in, day out, washing those plates, I went in there with a smile on my face and I gave it my best shot. And it was like a little military operation, getting the plates stacked up. I enjoyed it because I knew I wasn't going to be there forever. We have to accept we're not going to be there forever. This is just a stepping stone to where we're going to be next. And there is somewhere else you can go next, particularly if you hate your job. Do not have people feeling, both customers and colleagues, clients, feeling how I felt up at that service station in the Northeast. I'm not sure if that person's still there, but I hope and pray that Jewel is still at the welcome break, and in fact she wants promoted. I filled in one of those feedback cards that you get, and I passed it back, or handed it in at the box on the way out, and hopefully she'll have been recognised for her excellent customer service. Accept, if you are in a job that you dislike, that you hate, that you are here. Make the best of it, because you never know who you might come into contact with, who you may come into contact with again in years to come, who'll remember working with you, being served by you, and how you made them feel. Please, 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 don't stop in a job that you hate. In one of the events that I run, this event called I Can, the event, we bring in inspirational speakers from all over the place, and I give away prizes throughout the day. One of the audience members won a double CD audio disc, and she took it home, a double CD of my book, I Can, the audio version, and that took me 2 days to record. It was exhausting. She won that, and she played it in the car with her husband sat beside her, and what I didn't know, but what they both knew, is he hated his job, and he listened to that chapter, more or less the story that I've just shared with you, and he resigned from his job. He was in IT, in some kind of banking type environment, financial services, and he's now retraining to be a surveyor, I believe. And I actually bumped into them quite recently, and he's so thrilled that he took that leap of faith. So listen, that's me. That's Richard McCann. That's a message for those that are out there hating their job. Do something about it. There's always something you can do, or accept that it's just a temporary stopgap. Things will change. Equip yourself for another skill, maybe. There's always something you can do. I'm Richard McCann. You can get hold of me via my website, richardmccann.co.uk. Have a great day. Bye for now.